A man from Mountain Home was injured in an accident west of Gainesville Wednesday. The Highway Patrol reports the 36-year-old man suffered serious injuries when he ran off the road and overturned the semi he was driving several times. He was flown to Cox South in Springfield. The accident happened on U.S. 160, 5 miles west of Gainesville. A Melbourne, Arkansas man suffered serious injuries in an accident in Howe County Wednesday. Highway Patrol reports the 66-year-old man was injured when he stopped for a flagger at a construction zone and was hit from behind by a 32-year-old man from West Plains. The man from Melbourne was flown to Cox South in Springfield. The accident happened on Highway 17, 4 miles north of Lanton. A man from Mountain Home was arrested Wednesday evening on several charges. 20-year-old Colin Johnson was arrested on charges of second-degree battery, aggravated assault on a family or household member, and 4 counts of second-degree endangering the welfare of a minor. He's being held in Baxter County Detention Center with a $75,000 bond. A man from Winona faces charges after police found a backpack containing a gun and ammo. On Saturday, a police officer saw Stephen Vantine walking and carrying a backpack. Vantine allegedly attempted to conceal his face and move behind a building, then reappeared without the backpack. Officers searched the area and found the backpack hidden in the bushes. Inside the backpack was a 9mm pistol and roughly 1,000 rifle primers. Vantine is a felon and prohibited from possessing a firearm. He was taken to jail and is being held on $5,000 bond. During the early morning hours of April 28th, the Douglas County Sheriff's Office served a narcotics search warrant at Maple Lane Trailer Park No. 4. The search warrant was the result of an ongoing narcotics investigation conducted by the Douglas County Sheriff's Office. Deputies seized meth and drug paraphernalia as a result of the search warrant. 50-year-old Jamie Mintz of Ava was arrested, and a subsequent warrant was issued for 2 counts possession of a controlled substance and unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia. Her bond was set at $1,500 cash only. The Isser County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a man who fled from police. 33-year-old Matthew Joseph Solick was arrested on charge of fleeing in a vehicle, unauthorized use of a vehicle, and harassing communication. He's being held on $7,500 bond. The Independence County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a man on battery charges. 25-year-old Johnny D. Ray Scales was arrested and charged with second-degree battery on a police, fire, or correctional employee, resisting arrest, public intoxication, and criminal mischief. He's being held in the Independence County Jail. Howe County Sheriff's Office reports a prison transport was conducted on Wednesday with 5 males going to the Fulton Reception and Diagnostic Center. Transported was Thomas Brown, Ty Carter, Dalton Hoke, and Anthony Phillips. Details on their charges and prison sentence available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. The Ozark Small Business Incubator has a big week planned next week. Heather Fisher stopped by the Train Studios to talk about it.
Next week is National Small Business Week, as OSBE is celebrating in a big way. We're going to kick it off on May 5th at noon. We'll have a virtual webinar on brand building funding for business. If anyone's looking for funding to help them with website design or online marketing, be sure to attend this workshop. Then on May 6th from 9 to 11, we have Intro to Vibe Coding. This virtual workshop will show you how to create a prototype for any business idea you have using AI models. And then our big signature event at the incubator will be held on May 7th from 1 to 6:30. Our event is called EPIC, Growing Beyond the Ozarks. And this is for startup businesses, existing businesses, to come in and be inspired by the stories of other businesses that are growing beyond the Ozarks, whose customers are elsewhere.
They wrap up the week with free co-working Friday. If you need more information about these events, you can go to their website, ozsbi.com.